Good morning, and this is C-SPAN, and welcome to the weekly roundtable call. So a bunch of announcements this week, and then we'll get right into our topic with our featured guest this week. So the first one, on behalf of all the fellow Marines out there, a very, very happy birthday. The next one for the rest of you veterans, we're very happy Veterans Day this weekend. Our featured guest this week is a longtime friend of the show, and somebody who's made a, he's on the, if you go back to the library, there's a bunch of recordings, and it's our friend Gnarly Goat. And so he is, he's going to talk a little bit. I think he's going to open us up, kind of talk about our topic, which this week is, hopefully you guys have all listened to the Run Ranger Run call from last week, where we, F3 Darby talked about the Run Ranger Run challenge, but he also talked about how difficult it was to be EH'd as an FNG into F3. And so Goat and I are going to have a quick dialogue this morning about maybe some pro tips on how to get veterans involved. But I'm going to get out of the way and let Goat do a quick intro on himself. Goat, floor is yours.
Appreciate it, C-SPAN. So I loved our little pre-banter, pre-show banter. It was a good time. So I got to catch up with C-SPAN, and I was really enjoying this free conference call music in my and I'm in the mobile studio this morning up here in Lake Norman area, my 2002 Dodge 1500s. I'm in a parking lot. So this is a great morning. I love the roundtable. I'm a longtime listener, and I love what you're doing with the C-SPAN. I love hearing the stories and the topics from around F3 Nation. So it's good to be here as a part of it. I think my last talk was like a fatherhood talk, and that was a while back, and so I'm glad to be back. So today we're going to talk about, you know, it's the Veterans Day weekend. So I'm a veteran of the Navy. I know you're a veteran of the Marines, so happy birthday to the Marines. And so you're coming to us from Philadelphia, correct? So I'm assuming Tun's Tavern is on your agenda this weekend maybe, or coming up?
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you, there might be a special F3 Philly workout that might include, if anybody's listening in close to this area, might include a quick trip to Tun Tavern and maybe an afternoon trip to Cookies Tavern, which is the legendary South Philly Marine Corps celebration. And I think the tickets for that, with for those who participate, I think it's 30 or either I think it's 30 bucks this year for all the beer you can drink from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. So free advertisement for Cookies Tavern there. So. Back to you.
That's almost where the road trip for me up there. But, I love the Marines when they're not frightening me. I just love them. I love the story of the Marines and Tun's Tavern. And I have a friend who wrote a book called Grim Patriot about the founding of the Marines. It's a historical fiction. So I commend that to you, C-SPAN, to read that book while you're enjoying Philadelphia. But so today I'm going to help facilitate a little discussion just about Veterans Day and about how F3 Nation can, you know, we're not a veteran service organization, a VSO as they're called, you know, specifically, but we are certainly very well suited and well positioned to partner up with veterans organizations and to, you know, it can be very symbiotic. You know, we can help them and they can help us in so many ways. And that's what I've seen, you know, actually this month is my, I guess I'm 7 years into F3 now. So over the years, I've seen this unfold many, many times. Everything from, you know, just helping community projects to, as we heard about last week, you know, potentially just helping save someone's life. You know, we know veterans, you know, this veteran suicide rate is a well-known topic. So, you know, anything we can do to help in that aspect of veterans' lives, or just generally speaking. So we can talk a little bit about that this morning. I'll tell you, I think, I guess the first topic I want to talk about is, like, how can we help veterans integrate back into life? So I just sort of picture myself or picture a veteran, maybe a young fellow who's, you know, served in whatever service from age 19 to 25. And so 6 years that service member has been sort of immersed in a culture that's completely different in a lot of ways than sort of civilian business culture. And now that the person's going to get out and return to hometown USA, and they have to sort of learn a whole new set of ways of doing things. You know, the military culture is typically, you know, 7 a.m. we all get together for formation, and you get your assignments for the day, or you're out in the field, and that's just, from my experience, in a lot of ways, very different than some businesses or some, you know, civilian organizations operate. So imagine if you were a sort of a, if you're a civilian, you know, imagine you've been doing your job for, you know, 5 or 6 years, or maybe 25 years, and all of a sudden someone pops you down in the middle of Camp Lejeune or Norfolk Naval Station or Fort Bragg and says, go to work. Well, that could be very daunting task. So when these soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen return from the service, F3 is very well positioned to help them transition. And I've seen it a lot of times, you know, even with people that have even more recently coming up here in, say, F3 Lake Norman area, who've come out of the service, and they find us by one way or another and really report that this has helped them integrate back into the community at large from where they're coming from. So how can we do that? I would just recommend, and C-SPAN, I'll let you chime in here in a minute, is that your leadership in your F3 regions is, you know, to make contact with these veteran service organizations that are out there. And what I have seen happen is that all of a sudden these VSOs find out that these F3 guys can produce manpower to help them with their projects. And then we help them, we show up and help them do, you know, whatever project it is. And all of a sudden we're making contacts with their veterans, and now it's starting to help us. They start to bleed over into us, show up at the workouts, and now we're at the same time helping them with projects in the community. Like some examples that I've seen over the years up here in the North Mecklenburg area, just north of Charlotte, we helped Ray City up in the Mooresville area, up in Lake Norman. There's a military coffee shop. It's a museum, and they were going to put in a new floor, and they just needed manpower, and I sort of heard about it. I was like, hey, I can get manpower, and we showed up and probably in a couple of hours did what would have taken those fellas, you know, a couple of days to sort of do that work. Same thing up here. They were going to build an adaptive dock that would allow folks in wheelchairs to get out and enjoy the lake up here. And F3 showed up with troops. And I mean, bro, we brought the noise. And the same thing with them. Military Lifestyle Charitable Foundation was going to build some homes up here to help wounded vets, sort of adaptive homes. And two or three times we showed up with, you know, 30 or 40 packs, and we got work done. And when you start doing that kind of thing, the word gets out, and all of a sudden F3 starts getting the calls to help, which we're glad to do. We love doing it. And at the same time, we're spreading our message to bring other folks in. So I'll kind of hush for a second, and C-SPAN, let you bounce in and give your ideas.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, I know you and I were close to the same age, and so we had experiences getting, you know, trying to transition to civilian life. And I'm going to tell you, that's something I really struggled with, you know, going from this very regimented lifestyle, which included very, very early morning PT, or like large amounts of very early morning PT. And you get out and you realize, not only are you totally different than everybody else that maybe you went to high school with or went to school with, but you can't connect with this other group of people that you're used to connecting with at 5 o'clock in the morning. And until I found F3, I would have, I didn't have any friends that wanted to go run at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I think that's the first piece, is we got to understand that they're having a hard time transitioning anyways. And then, but they're already a little bit light, you know, they're used to our lifestyle, which is waking up early. And people who wake up early normally go to bed early. So they're on a different schedule than the rest of the world. So I think that's the first piece, is recognizing they're actually prime FMGs, or, you know, prime candidates for EH. And our discussion last week with, go ahead.
No, I want to jump in there and say I agree, and I think it's very important to reach out and sort of provide a connection to a veteran early on in the transition. Because frankly, and I think Seatsman, you may agree, or we can discuss this, but some of the old time VSOs, veteran service groups or whatever, that are in these local communities, I'll tell you what they end up being. In my experience, is okay. They have a bar and they have a TV, and they end up not being high speed. I believe Dredd once said, "Hey, we get these young service members back, and we poured a lot of resources into them. I mean, a lot of time, talent, and treasure, and training, and they come back and." We don't want them to become sad clowns. and it's very easy to end up in a dark bar watching sports all weekend if you're allowed to do that.
My experience is the same kind of thing. The only groups that were reaching out to me normally included the things I was trying to get away from, drinking, eating too much, and sitting in a bar being away from your family. Those are the groups that reached out to me when I first got out of the Corps. And it's
that's
the exact.
I want to yell bingo for that. So I love that. We're counter to that, right? We are counter to that. We want veterans to continue to be high speed, or if they've been struggling to help them hit the reset button, particularly on civilian life, because it is completely different. It really is.
Yeah, and I think the other one, thinking about last week's call with Darby. I think the other one, and I'm drawing a blank on the guy that EH Darby, and I apologize for that. Make sure you go back and listen to that call so you can get that guy's name and give him a shout-out or a T-clap. But the most military members are going to tell you they're a little more durable. Most men are going to tell you that they've gotten a little bit harder during their time in the service. So similar to what happened in Darby's story, you need to stay on them because – their first answer is going to be, hell no, I don't want anything to do with early morning PT. I'm trying to get away from that. But those are the guys who need us the most. And so most of the time when somebody says, no, I don't need F3, is actually the people who need F3 the most. And so just, I'm going to encourage everybody listening to this call, if you've got, service members out there that you've kind of been, you've been applying the EH to, but they haven't been responsive, stay on them because they probably need us more than they realize. So I'll toss that back to you.
Yeah, that's funny that you bring that up, C-SPAN, because I actually had that note written here on my pad, was that exact sentiment, is that I've seen that. Even like, so once you get someone in F3, they're like, oh, I've done my rucking. I don't want to, I've rucked my life. I'm not going to do a seesaw event because I rucked for 5 years. Again, don't give them that easy pass because that's too easy. That's too much of a soft landing, and we got to sort of hold people out. Continue to challenge them and to do those types of things. I've heard that one several times. So I don't want to backpack because I did that for 5 years. Well, why don't you come help provide some of your knowledge to some of us civilians who didn't get that chance? Maybe that's the way to do it, is to challenge someone to pass on those lessons you learned while you were a Marine or a soldier or whatever you did. And bring that out. So I agree. I completely agree with you. Don't back off on that. Another thing right. I think one thing we do, and probably our number one mission in F3, as far as the veterans, should be like, hey, invite them in, include them in, reach out to those veteran community organizations and make contact. And it'll be good for both us and them. So point two that I want to make before we get too far down the line is one thing to do that in all the communities is you may have not only veterans but active duty service members who are serving right now, and I've seen this before, particularly in small communities that aren't big military places. People get activated and all of a sudden they need support. Their family may need support. A friend of mine got activated a while back, a few years back, and was going to be gone for close to a year. And we're up here in Charlotte and kind of North Mecklenburg. There's not a big military community. So it was really important for me to reach out and help his family just with things like yard work and, you name it, just household stuff, because sometimes we in outlying communities, we don't have the support services that may be available in a big active duty community. That's a perfect place for F3 to step in, is to help those Blue Star families. And Blue Star, for those of you, if you see the Blue Stars, like stickers on cars, that means that family's got someone that's deployed or that's in the service. So we just simply reach out to them and say, hey, do you need some help? And sometimes you even do more than ask. You just show up and help, and because people are reluctant to accept help. And reach out to those folks that are that may have a service member that's we worked out this morning, and Commando just left us up here in F3 Lake Norman, and he's in boot camp right now. So I was talking to his dad, you know, making sure everything's going all right, and it sounds like it is. But I think that's something we can do. Any thoughts on that, C-SPAN?
Yeah, the first one is whoever named Commando, that's like a triple clap for on the naming. That's super strong. And what branch of the service is Commando in?
Commando is in a U.S. Army soldier right now. He's in boot camp. He is the son of Stapler, and so we got a new veteran with us, and he's doing very well in boot camp. He had his first phone call, I think Stapler said, like yesterday or something, so he's doing well. He said he sounded like a different individual on the phone. I said, I bet he did.
That's awesome, and a special shout-out to Commando and Stapler this Friday. Yeah, I like that idea of trying to use maybe not use the Veteran Service Organization as a place where guys land, but maybe that's a way to connect us with families that, because that's also the best way to do an EH is when, you know, similar to our call a couple weeks ago with Borland, when people see us, they can tell we're different. And, you know, when they see Men of Action with this F3 logo or the black T-shirt show up, that's the easiest EH you'll ever apply, is because people can actually, when they see it, they will automatically know we are different than other organizations. So I do love that one of trying to help the family also as well as a service member. That was a good one. So back to you.
Yeah, and this may be this one's kind of a personal favorite of mine because I enjoy doing this, which is to reach out to the old timers, the old time veterans, and one thing I like to do, I don't know if this is just me personally, but when I see one of the fellows that are out wearing the blue hats, you know, the blue veteran hats, I usually think, well, hey, they're wearing their blue veterans hats, so they're proud of their service. And I like to go up and ask people. I say, hey, you know, I see you're wearing your blue veterans hat, you know, U.S., whatever, Air Force or Army, you know, thank you for your service. You know, do you have a couple minutes to tell me about what you did? And I'll tell you, when I have those conversations, they are fabulous. They are so much fun, I think, for me to learn. I've talked to people that have had amazing stories. Sometimes, you know, my conversations end up being a pretty good conversation, like 20, 30 minutes. You're just standing in the aisle of the grocery store telling stories back and forth. And I've talked to veterans who were survivors of the Chosen Frozen, you know, a lot of Vietnam era veterans now, and you ask them what they did and where they were stationed, and the stories just start flowing. It's a living history. It is really, I think, gratifying for the person you're talking to for them to tell their story and to know that someone appreciates them. I'll say this, you know, and I think C-SPAN would agree. It's like personally with NF3, you know, people on Veterans Day, I think our country loves us so much, and I really personally appreciate like when people to say thanks, that means so much to you. And so when I see these fellas walking around with the blue hats, I always make it a point to go talk to them, ask them a question. If I have time to really sit there and ask them about their service, and typically they love telling those stories. And I've just learned, like, fascinating things. And I want to give a shout-out while kind of on this topic to Tolkien and the Speed for Need folks who have included the veterans down at Westminster. You know, we're coming up on the year anniversary of when we ran the veterans in the Speed for Need, in the Charlotte Marathon, which happened on Veterans Day. And that was one of the more gratifying events I've done in my life, which was to push those World War II era, Korean era vets who were able to go with us. And that was a good example of two of these points that I'm making. One is Speed for Need or F3 reaching out to another community organization and really establishing bonds that are meaningful. And at the same time, you know, just really talking to these older veterans about their experiences, and they are fabulous. Boy, they have funny stories. So what do you think about that, C-SPAN?
Yeah, I'll share with you. Those guys were all over me. They were like, why are you rucking? You know, where are you going? We're at a running race. Why do you have that big backpack? And that was our our shout out to Winnebago, who actually ran Ruck ran the Charlotte half marathon that year. But the those guys from Speed for Need and those chairs were absolutely a delight. Those guys were so engaging with us. Obviously, back to our original point was that camaraderie. Those guys hadn't probably experienced that camaraderie until they were around all of us that morning, since they were in the service. So, and I do love your. I know sometimes on social media you'll do a. We got to think of a good name for that selfie where you're with the somebody wearing the blue hat, and you know, obviously you can see that the person you snap the photo with, it feels good for them to get recognized. And so, you know, it's nice that we have all these, you know, have a Veterans Day parade and all that kind of stuff, but it's also good just to get recognized. You can tell they're proud of their hat. That's what they're wearing, or they're proud of their service. So just shout out to that. I think that's a very low cost, that's a high speed, low drag kind of way to recognize somebody. So I know Papaw was very, very proud of that. So I'll toss that one back.
Yeah, I enjoy doing that. And even sometimes if I'm with my kids, I get to say, hey, you know, here's a soldier who served in, you know, this thing that you studied in school, or, and it's a win-win. So it's, again, you know, I really think those are the three main points I wanted to make in this, is that there's a lot of win-win with F3 Nation regions and individuals reaching out to the veterans. I think it's a match made in heaven as far as us F3 members reaching out and helping transitioning veterans particularly. And again, we know that, and really it's not just veterans, you know, we help anyone who is in a troubling time of life, or in a time of life of transition. And even this morning at our workout that I just left, we were talking about, you know, folks who have been, who are in job transition, and, you know, not veterans, but just between jobs or out of a job, and the support that we can give those folks. So same thing with veterans, and veterans just are coming, if they're younger or transitioning out of a career, they're coming from a different culture. So it's really a chance for us to help them make that leap or make that transition smoothly, to help their mental and physical health. Like you said, the workouts that we do, they're veterans at some point in their life, certainly during boot camp and throughout their career, have done that sort of thing. So it's wheelhouse. It should be for them, and they shouldn't get a pass. They should be like invited and asked to share their experiences, and they should do very well. That should help them. And again, support for the Blue Star families, and I, you know, we should obviously also support the Gold Star families. That's those are families that may have lost a loved one in the service. So if you have a Gold Star families in your community, sure, F3 can reach out to them, you know, do some good in the world, and let them know they're appreciated. And I think that was it, Cease, man. I don't know. I think I'm happy, so proud to be a veteran, and I do appreciate, I think, in my 7 years of F3, boy, the packs have always come up to me, and I really appreciate that, and I think we all do.
Yeah, brother, I appreciate you being on the call. I've got a couple side notes that I know you can help me on. First one is, I got all this stuff flowing in my mind about December 8th, and I'm pretty sure that's the date of the game. Every year, if you're, you know, I'm sure the Air Force has some stuff, but the Army-Navy game and that weekend is a huge tradition for people getting out of the service. So if you're a Nantan or a First FQ trying to come up and having a, you know, just a really cool weekend where you have an Army-Navy themed, you know, weekend or an event. I know, now that I'm running a region again, F3 Philly is going to have a special edition. The game is actually in Philadelphia, so if anybody's traveling up here for the game, Double D is going to be on cue, and he's a high-impact man. But and we're going to do some other stuff that weekend as an Army-Navy kind of celebration. But my challenge to everybody that's a region is do something that weekend, and that's also a really easy weekend. If you got Navy vets, Army vets, Air Force vets, everybody knows about that weekend and that football game, and make everybody pick a side. And to me, it's just a really cool way. That's, you know, I don't want to say there's a Super Bowl, but that, if there is, that's a game that with a lot of tradition. And so make sure you do something around that. Go, you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, we I agree. That's fun. We've been doing that here in the Lake Norman region for a few years. The guys at F3 Davidson, Dawes Boat up there, who's a Navy submariner, usually puts together a little Army-Navy rivalry. And last year we took turns offering paint stations, and we sort of had a vote at the end to see who won. I think Army won, actually, last year. So maybe we need to up our game this year on the Navy side. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. You get the rivalry going it's fun for all the guys. It does, you know, Air Force and Coasties too. But that, you're right, Army-Navy is a big – it's always the first weekend of December, I think, usually is when it is. And you're right. You're right in the heart of it in Philadelphia. So that's a fun tradition to start. And, you know, speaking of traditions, what that I've pushed for really all my years in F3 is and this is not really related to Veterans Day. It's more related to Memorial Day, but I'll give it a shout-out now, which is our tradition up here on Memorial Day is that during our COT at the end, rather than say our own name, we say the name of an individual that was KIA, and it could be anyone. That could be someone you have a personal connection with, or someone you just look up off one of the monuments or something like that. But that's another sort of veteran related tradition that I think is pretty impactful, to say that name and date of death. But again, that's a Memorial Day thing, but I'll bring it up since we're talking veterans issues.
Yeah, and that's one that I know the guys in Fort Mill and the surrounding areas, we normally have after Memorial Day Murph, we always sound off with name, and at least he's getting recognized. And we also have some tribute workouts throughout the year. That's another really good way to EH somebody. That was the next thing on my list was, you know, if you do a malts, if you do whatever, and all of us are, you know, kind of get after it kind of people, but if you, you know, if you can actually just take, I know the guys at Honey Badger are really good about this. They actually take the first 60 seconds and read just a little snippet about the service member before they start the workout. Talk about, you know, and it's normally in the front of the hero books, there's always a little bit about, you know, maybe where they grew up and where they went to school or where they went to college, and then where they were killed in action. And then it also says who they, you know, who they left behind. And then you start the workout. It kind of just resets. You know, it's cool to do hero workouts. It's really cool if you actually honor the hero before you start. So that was my, I don't know if you want to sound off on that at all.
Yeah, and I can't remember which, I think it's someone down in the, maybe in the Swamp Rabbit or someone, one of the AOs is doing the red workouts, or, you know, Remember Everyone Deployed, which is a Friday. I think they're doing that every Friday. So that's there's a lot of ways to do that. And one thing that's great about the F3 Nation is, you know, as you hear on here on the round table or on the 43 feet, you hear these great ideas that are coming in from other areas. So, you know, there's a lot of ways to do it, to sort of recognize the veterans and other to sort of make your workout stand out.
Yeah, and that was my next one, was talk about the Red Friday guys who I know Greenwood, there's a couple other places that really have really made that Red Friday into it's actually woven into the fabric of their region, and so it's just who they are. Everybody knows where they're going on Friday, why they're doing the hero workouts. You know, that's the other tribute, you know, we're talking about Veterans Day, but those guys actually celebrate each and every week, which is another way that it's easier to EH guys, because it's actually part of who you are. And so going through my entire list, let me get back to where we started. You know, a very happy birthday to the Marine Corps, and a happy birthday or happy Veterans Day to all the service people out there. I'm going to let Goat get the final words in. And Goat, you want to sign off with anything?
I do appreciate all the efforts around F3 Nation to reach out and connect with veterans. I've seen, we've seen people say that this has saved lives, you know, and wow, that's something to think about. You know, that's worth a 5-second pause to just reflect on that what we're doing, this little workout thing and our little crazy workouts and the CSOP events can can have a great effect on people. And, you know, today we're concentrating on veterans, and I'm proud to be a part of that. So let's take about a 5-second pause just to think about that, if you don't mind. And so I know dead air time is not the thing to do in podcasts, but that, I appreciate that. And I just offer thoughts and prayers to all the veterans out there.
Amen, brother. And I'm just going to say thank you again. Thank you for all. Thank you for your service. I'll give you a knuckle bump in the air, and have a great weekend. And I'll talk to everybody next week. Thank you.
Happy birthday to the Marine Corps.
Hoorah, Semper Fi. Ready to fire, ready to kill, ready to die, but never will. Hoorah, brother.
All right, we sign it off now, C-SPAN.
Yep. Talk to you next week, brother.
Okay.
See you.
Thank you. Yep.